the current Amtrak station in downtown Buffalo is an embarrassment.
Higgins says it's not only one of the smallest in the nation, it's also one of the worst. Since it was closed just over a week ago, there's no restroom or other services available for passengers, and it's tucked away under the elevated section of the I-190 near Washington Street.
Anybody that's encountered the Amtrak station downtown Buffalo knows that it's not a welcoming destination. It's not a welcoming area when people depart that plane. It's dark, it's desolate, it's isolated, and it's inadequate.
Higgins points out that the state's already planning to spend $25 million on a new station in 2019. So he's pushing to release a small portion of the funds to study viable alternatives.
Canal Side is a bustling place. There's lots of room for improvement there. The Central Terminal obviously has a storied role in passenger train transportation in the city of Buffalo. And we should use the next 24 months to examine the viability of those sites, including their challenges, but also their opportunities.
If the state takes proactive steps now, Higgins says, it will enhance the possibility of generous federal matching funds for a new Buffalo Amtrak station. He points out several upstate cities already have new train stations. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.